Welcome to Healthy Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. My client, Michelle, always felt like she was going to end up alone. What if no one ever wants me? Was her fear. This negative thinking had started early in her childhood with disappointments, neglect, lack of attention during inconsistent phases of her parents' up and down marriage. She'd always compared herself to a sibling that got more attention as well. At the end of the day, there are several things you can do right away to begin changing the fear that you'll never have someone, never be wanted, never be in a loving relationship. The fear that we'll end up alone. The belief itself is the first problem. We don't accomplish anything when we already believe it won't happen. I'll never lose weight. I'll never go to college. I'll never get this promotion. Are terrible ways to get motivated to reach any goal. So we know the first thing we need to do is work on this belief. The long, deep work is things like coaching, therapy, self-growth, workshops. But you can do something shorter term. You can spend time either journaling or having a conversation with yourself in the mirror, as crazy as it sounds, about saying, what is the reason I feel not good enough? Why am I afraid I won't be chosen or wanted? And then replying to that. And this is a muscle that will be weak at first. You'll need to build it. At first, you may struggle to come up with any reasons, but stick with it. You will get better at it if you do it daily. Why do I feel like nobody would want me? Well, because I don't like how my body looks and neither will anyone else. Could be one possible answer. You need to reply to that with any and every positive truth you can think of. So I've had clients who, in replying to that, they'll say, you know what, I have really strong legs. I love how they help me be athletic. Although I haven't done it in 5 years, I'm going to get back to playing some sports or going on bike rides. I've had other clients who came up was feeling like they never did anything right. This came from critical parents. And they had internalized self-judgment and perfectionism. So for them, they had to reply to this. I do some things right. I did this project well at work. I show up well for this friend when she's in need. Whatever the thing is that you're feeling not good enough about, that you think will make you unwantable and unwanted, reply to this. By the way, this works equally well in relationships where you're beginning to lose your self-esteem. Relationships where you feel like they don't want you as much as they used to. So for today, that's your way to create the inner work, to have a more positive belief. If you want to extend it into the bonus work, it would be finding one outer action today to reflect this new belief that you're putting in. So if you used to think, my body's unattractive, and now you're working on believing it is attractive, take an action that you would take if you believed and felt your body were attractive. Get yourself some attractive clothing, or do something to take good care of your body. If you used to judge yourself as imperfect and not good enough and a screw up, today you're working on the belief that you do things well. Well, what action could you take? If you believed you did things well, you might finally finish that art project you've been delaying. You might take on a challenge you've been thinking you'd fail at. Whatever it is, today is the day you begin reversing this flow so that you won't be alone. You will absolutely be loved and wanted first and foremost by yourself and then definitely by others and definitely by that person who is the right one for you. Much love.